The 60th edition of the Venice Biennale is underway, one of the biggest global gatherings of artists, worried about things like big global gatherings of artists. Many of this year's participants address this paradox and have been finding ways to ease their impact, not least of which is Ireland's contributor Emma Walsh, whose work thinks through construction, capitalism and the housing crisis in Ireland, and also features an opera with music by Anne Clear. Orit Gat also gathered in Venice to gather her latest voice notes for Culture File.
The Venice Biennale is made up of two elements. The first is an international show, this year organized by Brazilian curator Adriano Pedrosa, entitled Foreigners Everywhere. The second is made up of national pavilions, where different countries take up buildings or parts of buildings throughout Venice, each presenting an exhibition that attempts to highlight contemporary artistic creation in that nation. The USA Pavilion this year is by Indigenous artist Jeffrey Gibson, who is of Choctaw and Cherokee heritage. Egypt's much-admired pavilion is one video work by Wael Shawky, Drama 1882, about a nationalist uprising in 1882 that was crushed by the British, who then colonized Egypt until 1956. And Vlatko Horvat moved into the building that houses the Croatian Pavilion for the next 8 months. She asked other artists to send works to display in the pavilion by handing them over to people who are traveling through Venice or Croatia to carry over. Not a single work was shipped, and the journey the works travel and the meetings between the often strangers who couriered them are documented, catalogued, and become part of the exhibition. Ireland's pavilion this year, titled Romantic Ireland, displays the work of Emer Walsh. Set in a huge, raw brick room, the visitors sit on a sculpture. Benches made in the rammed earth construction method, covered with green cushioned seats. In front of them are six video screens, three on each side, set up on a long plinth, also made in rammed earth. The videos show a group of people building a cob house. They wear masks and very different clothes as they represent figures from the 19th century to the present day, addressing the history of the Land Acts and up to the contemporary housing crisis. The soundtrack is an opera composed by Amanda Fieri, who invited Walsh to write the libretto. Walsh's text is about an eviction, but not only. As it touches on personal lives, it makes up a political and social history, as well as a history of the place. I visit on the last day of the Biennale's preview and catch Sarah Gravo, who is curator of visual arts at Project Art Center in Dublin and curated the pavilion. We step outside of the echoey, dark space into the sunshine to have a chat. It's early, still quiet around the Biennale site. We look at the water, and I ask her about the practicalities of bringing all those video screens on boats into Venice. But then, of course, we end up talking about the work itself. Gravo describes how Walsh, whose pronouns are they, them, made a work that may seem like its subject is historical, but in it...
They speak of and from this precarious generation that is facing into a kind of housing crisis and kind of a foreclosed future somehow in Ireland. It's just like, it's so difficult for young artists to see what the future can be or what it can hold. And somehow this work that addresses a kind of a history, it like reaches back into history and it pulls at threads and pulls things together and creates a kind of a way that we can see ourselves in the past, but maybe can also see a different future for ourselves.
The Irish Pavilion is at the very end of the Arsenale, Venice's former shipyard and military arsenal, which houses the large section of the Biennale's international show, along with several national pavilions. When Walsh and I sit down to speak, we make ourselves comfortable on the marble stairs to one of the piers, watching a queue snaking outside the Italian pavilion and looking at birds skimming the water. Where to start? The story in the opera feels rich in detail, the sound intensely tender. The images themselves are haunting to me, though that may be the effect of the masks. I ask Walsh about the earth sculpture and what its relationship to the narrative is. They tell me about how they learned about rammed earth and cob houses.
So much narrative inside it, so much history inside it, and so much, it revealed so much about, I suppose, when I was taught about it 2-3 years ago, I was absolutely fascinated that people used to come together, dig clay out of the ground, mix it into a composite, and then spend a long time, like impregnating the straw into the clay by dancing on it together in groups, and then building houses for each other.
Wolf says they asked themselves, why not make a cob house today? If they're trying to figure out housing for themselves, surely that could be an option. But the answer to why not is that in the contemporary labor situation, getting 20 friends to take the time off work and build a house together is not feasible. The entire work, Walsh explains, is like a biography of a house, only its past, present, and future keep intermingling. In the video, the people are basically making a ruin, as contradictory as that may sound. Then the libretto tells the story of an eviction, introducing the past, who lived there, and the uncertain future of the land, of the people forced to leave it. Of course, questions about housing are not only practical, they are intimate questions and they are social questions of value, of history, of how our societies are shaped. They are also, Walsh points out, questions intertwined with colonial history.
That is the remit of my work, and it has been for many years, is trying to depict or narrate or come to a better understanding or analysis of what Ireland is, why it's like this. Those questions are in the front of my mind all of the time, and what's exciting to me about representing Ireland in Venice is that you get to bring those questions to an international conversation, and you get to meet people who are grappling with these same questions in relation to their own nation.
Questions of land are historical, political, and in Venice, also very practical. It's a bit hard to source earth in a city like Venice. It's not in abundance, is how Walsh puts it. To make the sculpture, they worked with a local group called Ribiennale, who repurposed materials from previous biennales. They also designed and built the display for the Croatian pavilion I describe above, made of plywood used 2 years ago. They turned the Belgian pavilion into a gym on Giudecca Island. And Walsh's sculpture is made of clay used for the Brazilian pavilion in last year's Architecture Biennial, which also won the biennial's award, the Golden Lion. The Venice Biennale is on view through November, but this is not the end of romantic Ireland. Walsh is working on a second part of the libretto, so its story will still grow, and the work itself will travel. They hope that it will tour Ireland, and it is already slated to be displayed in Cardiff at a contemporary art space called Chapter. Like its material, the work is malleable. It could be composed of 3, 6, or 24 screens, and the sculpture itself will be built of local materials each time. What about the Venice sculpture, then? I ask Walsh.
Yeah, we're looking for somebody who's on the market for a couple of tons of clay.
Orit Gat there in Venice with her latest voice notes.